Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing insight and industry intelligence. Whether you're catching us on your commute or tuning in at your desk, we're here to keep you sharp with the most interesting stories shaping the marketing world today. Let's dive in. Let's start with one of the most fascinating executive shakeups in tech marketing, OpenAI's decision to hire not one, but two chief marketing officers. According to Adweek, Colin Fleming, a seasoned B2B marketer with a stellar track record at Salesforce and ServiceNow, has just been named CMO for OpenAI's business division. Fleming's credentials are impeccable. He's known for building brands and driving enterprise revenue, making him a dream hire for any company looking to scale in the B2B space. But OpenAI's brand is facing some serious turbulence. The company has seen a string of high-profile departures, including its previous CMO, COO, and several senior researchers, all while staring down $14 billion in projected losses by 2026 and preparing for a potential IPO. Meanwhile, OpenAI's move to introduce ads in ChatGPT's free tier has raised trust concerns, especially in the enterprise market where data sensitivity is paramount. A Harris poll found that 75% of Americans would trust AI shopping recommendations less if results were sponsored. Fleming is stepping into a market where competitors like Anthropic are gaining ground in regulated sectors and Google's Gemini is aggressively courting developers. The dual CMO structure, splitting marketing between consumer and business, reflects a deeper strategic conflict between OpenAI's consumer and enterprise brands. Fleming's challenge isn't just about marketing, it's about steering the company through structural and strategic upheaval. The big question: can even the best marketer fix what's fundamentally a strategy problem? Switching gears to the world of broadcast journalism, there's drama brewing at CBS's iconic 60 Minutes. Adweek reports that Scott Pelley, a renowned correspondent, clashed with new executive producer Nick Bilton during Bilton's first staff meeting. Pelley accused CBS News editor-in-chief, Barry Weiss, of murdering the show following a wave of staff cuts, and questioned Bilton's qualifications as a TV journalist. Bill Owens, Pelley's former executive producer, has come out in his defense, saying Pelley can smell fraud a mile away. Owens, who left the show citing a loss of journalistic independence amid CBS's corporate maneuverings, used his recent acceptance speech at the New York Press Club to highlight interference from higher-ups and the firing of key staffers, including his own deputies. He even mentioned the dismissal of London bureau chief Claire Day, reportedly for securing Tehran visas, a move the new leadership deemed a bad look. CBS News hasn't commented, but the episode highlights ongoing tensions between journalistic integrity and corporate interests at one of America's most storied news programs. Now, let's talk about the growing intersection of brands and entertainment. For the first time, major players like McDonald's, Microsoft, and TikTok are sponsoring Tribeca X, the marketing-focused track within the Tribeca Festival, according to Adweek. This year's Tribeca X, running June 8 to 9, marks a decade of programming dedicated to branded content and storytelling. The number of sponsoring brands has jumped 13% year over year, and sponsorship revenue is up 23%. Other new sponsors include Lavazza and AWS. This surge reflects a broader trend. Brands are no longer content to just buy media, they want to create it, producing original films and series that rival professional entertainment. As brands like Gap and Dick's Sporting Goods dive deeper into content creation, Tribeca X has become a showcase for how marketers are blurring the lines between advertising and entertainment, and staking a claim in the cultural conversation. Over in the world of marketing leadership, Bob Liadis, CEO of the Association of National Advertisers, ANA, shared his thoughts on the future of marketing in a recent episode of Brave Commerce, as covered by Adweek. Liadis emphasized that media transparency and measurement continue to be critical challenges for marketers striving for greater accountability. He's optimistic about AI's potential to uncover inefficiencies and improve decision-making, but cautions that organizations need to be ready to adapt. Liadis believes that the industry's biggest challenges, like transparency and talent development, can only be solved through collaboration among brands, agencies, platforms, and partners. His advice for marketing leaders: prioritize adaptability, foster cross-industry collaboration, and invest in developing future talent, because the pace of change isn't slowing down anytime soon. That's all for today's episode of The Brief by Kuro House. From executive shakeups and newsroom drama to the evolving role of brands in entertainment and the future of marketing leadership, it's clear that our industry is in a state of rapid transformation. As always, the real opportunity lies in how we respond to these changes, whether by rethinking strategy, championing transparency, or boldly stepping into new creative arenas. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more stories to keep you ahead of the curve.